you know, everybody in this area knows Top Golf, everybody in North Texas, all around Texas anyway, because it's a local company. But the fact is, the roots really aren't here. They started abroad, and the reach is enormous. And pretty soon, the reach goes all across Asia, China and Hong Kong and Taiwan and the Philippines. And the CEO of Top Golf is Dolph Burley, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
David, it's great to be here.
So tell me about the evolution of this company, because it seemed like it started real slow, and now it seems like it's going real quick.
Well, in 2000, the Jolliffe brothers in London invented the technology that put an RFID chip inside a golf ball, and that allowed them to gamify the game of golf. And then they built three venues that combined food and beverage with hitting golf balls at driving ranges, making it a very social experience. Eric Anderson, our executive chairman, found that company. And in 2005, he bought the concept and then brought it to the United States. Today, there are 56 venues worldwide, three in the UK, 53 here in the US, and one in Australia, where we have a franchise partner who has built that in the Gold Coast for Australia.
I know there's been talk a lot about, you know, expansion offshore. There was a spot in Dubai, I think, at one point that was being considered. But now Asia, is there a certain universality to what you do?
Well, I think so. And you mentioned Dubai. We will be open in Dubai and also in Monterrey, Mexico, with franchise partners by this time next year. But most recently, we did announce a deal for over 70 venues with a franchise partner named Seal for the countries you mentioned, for mainland China, Philippines, Hong Kong, Macau, and Taiwan. We believe that the socialization around golf that makes it fun and very inclusive and welcoming to people of all backgrounds, combined with food and beverage, is a great business. And in fact, we have found that many, many non-golfers, mostly non-golfers, come to the Top Golf venues in America.
Yeah. And that's the difficulty in putting your finger on what you do, because it's not really just sports oriented, but it's food and beverage. And your background seems perfect. I mean, you spent time at Dave and Buster's, and this is sort of the logical evolution of a Dave and Buster's, I guess.
In some respects, it is the same space. I've always thought of myself as being in the joy business. At one point, I worked for the House of Blues, and later at Lucky Strike, and then a number of years here in Dallas at Dave and Buster's. So we're in the joy business. Our purpose at Topgolf is to connect people in meaningful ways. And I might add, David, that we're now a platform company. Our business goes beyond the venues.
So tell me what that means. You're selling your technology?
Well, we have the venue business, but it's only one of about six different businesses that we're in. If you watch TV and you watch golf tournaments on TV, you'll see something called Top Tracer, which is the flight of the ball, usually in a colored line, and then statistics around the flight of the ball. That's our technology. And so we have a broadcast technology business that helps the broadcasters. And then we take that same technology and put it into driving ranges across the world. We'll be in 25 different countries by the end of this year with the Top Tracer range technology. In addition to that, we also have Swing Suites, which is the indoor expression of Top Golf, hitting bays into simulators. And we have a media business comprised of World Golf Tour, which is a game you can play on your computer or on your iPhone or Android related to golf. And we also do original content video series. And most recently, we signed a deal with Will Smith and Jada Smith to produce a series together that will be filmed in part at Top Golf, and we think will be a lot of fun.
It sounds now like you've really erected an enormous barrier to entry, because I would think that everybody would want a part of this business and knock you off.
We have competitors in each parts of our business, but in most cases we enjoy a pretty good first mover advantage. And the reason for that is we're fundamentally a very creative company and a company that's very serious about innovation.
The footprint that I think of for a Top Golf location is pretty substantial, acres and acres. I mean, you've got to be able to hit the balls and have parking and everything else. But it sounds like what you've done is you've downsized this, and you've effectively made this very portable and can go into any kind of space.
That's the idea, is to be able to reach people where they are. And I think it's a different experience, certainly, at an 11-acre venue than it is in a hitting bay inside a hotel with swing suites. But fundamentally, people having a good time, Being able to hit some golf balls and have hospitality and food and beverage around it is at the core of most of what we do. And then the media business is really, really turbocharges the brand on top of that.
How cyclical is a business like this? I mean, are you? It would almost seem like you're recession-proof. People are always want to go out and have fun.
Well, we fall into the category of a business where discretionary income is what's spent to come and spend time with us. So I think we're not impervious. However, we are local for most people. And so in a recession, I would expect that we would be a staycation alternative.
And the Asian partners, I mean, this is pretty optimistic. 70 venues, mainland China, Hong Kong, Macau, Taiwan, Philippines. They going to build all that out?
Well, it's important to remember just the number of cities with massive populations in China and also the burgeoning middle class. So when we organized that deal, we were very clear and very specific about the number of trade areas and the quality of the demographics around all the different sites. And this is a multi-year deal. So we would not expect to see all that many venues in the early years, but then it ramps up quite nicely after that.
Is this the concentration of the company right now? Are we going to see more domestic venues?
We will continue to build domestic venues at a good rate. We have built, 8 venues this past year and similar the previous year, and we'll continue in that range going forward. Actually, we're quite excited about being able to expand that number. Most recently, we developed a smaller footprint venue that can go into smaller cities, and so in Augusta and also Chattanooga and Waco, we will have what we call our smaller prototype.
It's like a pitch and putt, sort of. It sounds like fun. The growth is fun. When I come back 5 years from now, you're going to double in size?
I'm hesitant to put a specific number on what happens in 5 years, but we are a very high growth company in all of these different business lines. We have a very supportive board. We're being successful in recent years in adding more than 4,000 jobs to the economy in our venues and our other business lines. And so we are engineered for growth.
Toph Burley is the CEO of Topgolf and growing the company everywhere. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks so much, David.
Thanks. For more of our conversation with Mr. Burley, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.